Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omotunde, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my family. How you doing? Hopefully everybody's doing good. You know, weekend is upon us, so you know how that goes. I'm a sucker for weekends, personally, so yeah. Anyway, we've got an album review today, and it takes us back to Nigeria.
The latest African album review is...
Admittedly, I had no clue that Wizkid was going to drop an album today, October 29, 2020. But such is my adulting schedule, so I needed no further invitation to give Made in Lagos a listen and give my thoughts on Wizkid's fourth studio album. And let's do this. Made in Lagos is released under RCA Sony. It has 14 songs, 52-minute runtime, and the credited collabos on here are Ella May, Her, Burna Boy, Terry, Skepta, and Damian Marley. Multiple producer placements including Jules and P2J.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Reckless opens up Made in Lagos with deep bass lines that sit high on the Afrobeats number with jazzy infusions thanks to a catchy saxophone. The first thing that struck me about the song was the beat, but Wizkid's delivery is top class here. It leaves you with a sort of appreciation for his vocal control. I mean, there's only one Wizkid after all, man. He's good. A song you probably would have heard from Made in Lagos is No Stress, which was well received, having been released a couple of weeks back. This one is a sexy and very suggestive, actually naughty tune that really goes in. Some things I simply cannot repeat in this review, so I'm gonna let that one go. I might as well mention Wizkid's collab with Her in there as well. Another awesome surprise on Made in Lagos, even though we sort of knew since the song came out around June or July, I think. And this one is a love duet where they tell each other how much they mean to each other and what they do to keep it burning. Nice. The video to this one came out about a month or so ago, and yeah, it's done well. In what will undoubtedly be one of the monster collabos of 2020, guess who Wizkid teamed up with on Ginger? The one and only Burna Boy. These two are basically the best of the best when it comes to African acts, and I mean, imagine them on a new record together. This is fire, man. This one is befitting of both talents with the Afrobeats dancehall fusion and the two kings interchanging the chorus. They did that ever so wonderfully. Burna Boy gives a masterclass on ad-libbing here, and with his voice swinging from left to right when he does some harmonies as well for those backing vocals, it sounded good. On the other huge collabo, Damian Marley. Bruh, Damian Marley makes an appearance on Blessed, which is a light touch number that shows immense maturity from Wizkid. This song surprised me. There's a sultry saxophone in there, remember the one I mentioned before? Which has a left pan but sounds so profound, it's perfect. The song itself is a great message where Damian sings that he may be rough around the edges with imperfections, but he is still blessed, and that's all things considered. It gives you an honest look at being a human with flaws. Even if they got money and they're famous, they're still human after all. The Afro Bashman sound on Long Time featuring Skepta is one the UK crowd will jump on real quick. This is rock, a true UK kind of sound. I mean, man like Skept is a legend on the mic, but I really have to give Wizkid his props. His delivery and flow on this tune really shows why he is considered the very best from the continent. He proved it. Interestingly, True Love shows no features, but I was just keen to know if that's just an omission or what. When you hear it, the first thing you say is, this is not Wizkid singing, is it? It's not. It features Tay, Iwar, and Projects, but for whatever reason on Spotify, they're not listed as features, at least at the time of recording this. And same was the case for the song Essence featuring Nigerian talent Tims, who got some fire music of her own. I mean, yo, that girl got some music, man. You gotta listen to Tims. And of course, if you do like what we do right here on the African Album Review Podcast, head over to motomotomusic.com. Top right hand corner, there's a PayPal icon. You know, donate a little something, something to keep us going. That would be amazing. Thank you.
Album Review.
The technical side of things.
When it comes to themes on Made in Lagos, you get a whole lot of variety. Life as a celebrity. Having a good time, making money, appreciating life, taking opportunities, overcoming the challenges, being family oriented, and I would say a number of songs are centered on love and relationships. Genre wise, you also get plenty of fusions, honestly. Predominantly, it's Afrobeats, then you get a mixture of R&B, reggae, Afrowave, dancehall, Afrobashment. It's just a mixture. But this one is interesting because when you really consider the genres, I think it's more mid-tempo and less. There's nothing really fast on here. Vocally, for me, this is probably the best body of work Wizkid has ever produced. Vocally, that is, right? He gave some top performances in that regard. This album sounded like a very comfortable, I know I'm the best kind of delivery. He never once overperformed a song or oversang it. He was so chilled, like he's just smoking some loud the whole time. No stress, just making good music. To further drive the point home, he used up I don't know how many flows and styles. You know, he does a bit of that dancerly kind of vibe here and there. He still maintains his Wizkidness. Did I just say that? But yeah, I mean, yeah, he just switches it up. Versatility as a word alone is not enough to describe Wizkid. I mean, this guy's got a lot in his arsenal. There's also plenty of collabos on Made in Lagos. Maybe more than I expected, to be fair, but contributed to how the sound was on here. Musically, there's so much to choose from, but one prominent feature is the use of the saxophone on most of the records here. It's a sexy instrument and a unique sounding one to influence the feel of the album. It definitely adds some grown and sexy to it, that maturity to entice a different audience altogether. So this is growth, serious growth from Wizkid, and I like the way they put that in there to really influence the sound. From the technical standpoint, Ginger with Burna Boy deserves a mention again and is otherworldly for those nuances. I mentioned the ad-libs earlier, but also there's an octave switch up on the 2 minute 41 second mark, and it was just wow. The level of production and putting together of everything on the song was a whole other level. I'd say that standard is easy to pick up on throughout Made in Lagos. Mixing and mastering, they were of a very high level, but again, this is Wizkid, what do you expect? I found myself enjoying the subtlety far more than I initially anticipated. I look for the not so obvious in my music, And to be able to marry Wizkid's performances with the right touch there means more bangers. So, but yeah, Wizkid does well to back himself up, do those ad-libs as well. And the right producers always, and engineers, of course, always accentuate that well. The sequencing on Made in Lagos was interesting. It felt like he started with most of the bangers on the album, then mellowed things out in the middle only to up the tempo a little bit more to carry things through to the end. I don't know if I like that or not. Honestly, somewhere in the middle through the songs, they were fantastic in terms of standard and musicality, but he lost me. I don't even know how else to say it. I only got back into the album on, I think it's track 12, which is Roma featuring Terry. That's when I was like, okay, the sound is back, something like that. But yeah, it had changed somewhere in the middle there.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
This album is complicated, yet sophisticated. There is so much to love, and there's also a lot to get used to. The weird thing is, it's not like he has completely reinvented himself. It's just a different Wizkid here and there. There's a more world feel to this offering, and like I mentioned, a lot of fusions, but there's also a lot of R&B influence when you really peel the layers. And you obviously do get what you expect in Afrobeats as well, so he really didn't leave anyone out. But the new sound, you feel it. Listen to it. You feel it. Interestingly, 4 songs in, I was thinking, wow, this one could be a Grammy nominee next year type album in so many regards. But then after listening to the whole album, I don't know if I still maintain that. And that goes back to the sequencing I mentioned earlier. Maybe I would have cut a couple of songs out. I don't know. But yeah. Otherwise, my songs off the album are Mighty Wine, Reckless, Blessed featuring Damian Marley, Long Time featuring Skepta, Smile featuring Her, Roma featuring Terry. I think those songs were a cut above the rest. I really enjoyed them, and they're going to my playlist. Otherwise, do listen to Made in Lagos from Wizkid. It's a very interesting album. Like I said, complex and sophisticated. He really tries something different, something new here. So give it a try. And in terms of those who I think would like this album, I think your normal Afrobeats lover, and if you're a Wizkid fan, I'll go for it. You'll definitely find some bangers here. Definitely. No doubt. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Womoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.